Well, last night was an evening that proved that one great certainty of all political contests: nothing is certain. Unless you're in Tasmania, of course.
Willpower.
That's the well-rehearsed and not entirely unpredictable headline from the Sunday Tasmanian this morning, as it marks the triumphant arrival of Will Hodgman as state premier, ending 16 years of Labor rule.
Hodgman leads Liberal landslide as voters take axe to Labor and Greens.
And so he has, in an emphatic win, described in the paper as variously
sweet success
and
an unprecedented rout.
Online, the national broadsheet The Australian fills in a little of the detail.
The bloodbath for Labor and the Greens has many causes: a stubbornly slow recovery from the global financial crisis, the nation's highest unemployment rate, runaway budget deficits, and growing state debt, to name a few. But underlying the surge towards Will Hodgman's Liberals is an overwhelming desire for majority government.
Ah, the desire for majority government. That was a rather fond Conservative meme, also trotted out with confidence in the South Australian campaign. Australian voters, wearied by the chaos, dysfunction and indecision of the Gillard years, would henceforth vote in overwhelming numbers for decisive parliamentary majorities. Liberal National ones. Let's see how that's turning out.
State of limbo.
That's the Adelaide Sunday Mail's late-night interpretation of an election result that might ultimately leave power in South Australia in the hands of, oh dear, independents. Yes, that's right, minority government for a state painted well and truly Liberal blue in all last week's predictions. The Mail has more.
Independent MPs are set to become South Australia's political kingmakers after a dramatic state election that looks likely to deliver the state a hung parliament. Both Premier Jay Weatherall and opposition leader Stephen Marshall on Saturday night were courting two key independents in Conservative-leaning seats to begin negotiations over forming the next government.
Me? Well, I blame Liberal leader Stephen Marshall for sowing the first seeds of doubt in voters' minds. As he told the state on Friday...
And I think if people in South Australia want change, they want a better future, they want to grow our economy, then they need to vote Labor tomorrow.
With that sort of breezily confident uncertainty hanging in the air, you can hardly blame voters for not delivering the results all the pundits wanted. As the Mail points out...
Election outcome could take days.
Keep smiling, South Australia. The country's other papers faced a tough decision overnight. State politics or international air piracy? Tough call.
Cruel hope,
says the Sunday Telegraph, a reflection on the possibility of Liberal leader Stephen Marshall cobbling a ruling Labor coalition in Adelaide. Well, no.
Malaysian Airlines flight MH370 was almost certainly hijacked by its pilots or passengers who knew how to fly, it has been revealed.
It was a press conference yesterday that has taken the world and its media by surprise. As Perth's Sunday Times reports...
Prime Minister Najib Razak has also revealed that the last communications with the Malaysia Airlines Boeing 777, which was carrying 239 passengers... was at 8:11 a.m. last Saturday, 7 hours later than originally thought.
You know what this means? Yep, there is a local angle.
Authorities are now searching in two separate corridors, including one in the Indian Ocean off the Western Australian coast.
Let's hope it doesn't get mixed up in Operation Sovereign Borders, because then we may never know. Back to the Sunday telly, where the paper raises the prospect of some slim hope for the passengers and crew.
Families ask, could they still be alive?
Well, as they would, but slowly but surely details are emerging. The Sun Herald reports this morning that the missing Boeing...
turned back from its scheduled flight path over the South China Sea and flew for more than 7 hours with its communication tracking device disabled.
That reeks of...
sabotage.
According to the Sunday Herald Sun, though the paper is hedging its bets.
Pilot suicide, most likely explanation, say aviation experts.
One thing is certain. At this point, no one has a clue, Beyond this neat summary from the Sun Herald that there is
increasing evidence pointing to a deliberate diversion by an experienced pilot.
The Sunday Herald Sun does have one other rather startling revelation to contribute to our morning reading. A new step being taken by local authorities to discourage the apparently unquenchable thirst of foreign investors for good old-fashioned Aussie real estate.
Government to probe Chinese property investors.
Well, that ought to discourage them.